RNZ Pacific News, Nisambula Vinaka, I'm Selmanutevam Tafei. The Guam National Weather Service's latest outlook says extreme to exceptional drought persists in parts of the Micronesian subregion. Yap and Federated States of Micronesia and the northern parts of the Marshall Islands, including Majuro, are the worst affected areas. Lydia Lewis has more.
The majority of the northern Mariana Islands are experiencing severe drought. Assessment teams and residents from Yap have reported agricultural strain, with staple crops such as taro patches and coconuts drying up. While parts of Yap State and Federated States of Micronesia may see some much-needed rain, dry conditions continue in the northern Mariana Islands throughout the week. And the Weather Service says there's a threat of wildfires.
Samoa's Director General of Health has warned the countries on the brink of declaring a dengue fever outbreak. The Samoa Observer reports Ayono Dr. Alec Ekiroma told media a situational report on dengue is issued weekly. Ayono says there is a possibility that by next week an outbreak of dengue will be declared, but this will depend on the figures made available today. He says about 80 people have been affected and it is going up. The last dengue situation report, dated March 18th to 24th, showed 22 new lab confirmed dengue cases recorded at the time, adding up to 40 cases in March. Ayono says the ministry is planning a campaign to clean up and destroy breeding sites for mosquitoes. Vote counting in Solomon Islands' joint election is underway. In the first post-election update on Thursday morning, Electoral Chief Jasper Anisi said the public will notice a heavy police presence at counting centres. He is urging Solomon Islanders to remain peaceful and calm to maintain good order around the counting stations. RNZ Pacific editor Kuroi Hawkins is in Honiara.
The Electoral Commission here will be announcing results for the provincial elections three times a day. So they're doing it at 10 a.m., 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. local time. And for the national elections, they will be announcing results as they come in. So as soon as a result is declared, anyone overseas following this can also get those live streamed results from the Electoral Commission website and Facebook page.
The Asian Development Bank's Papua New Guinea country economist says inflation is expected to increase to 4.8% next year due to price pressures. As the National reports, Marcel Schroeder says inflation should hit 4.5% this year, an increase from 2.3% last year. At the bank's Outlook report launch in Port Moresby, Mr. Schroeder went on to say inflation has been impacted by civil unrest, among other things. Nauru's climate change minister has told the Our Oceans Conference his government is relocating people from coastal settlements to higher ground in light of the climate crisis. The meeting brings together delegations from around the world to discuss challenges affecting their maritime territories. Minister Asterio Api says meaningful action is needed out of meetings like this. He says going home empty-handed is always disheartening, especially when the coastal erosion rate is high across the Pacific.
The government's plan to relocate people from the coastal belt to the higher grounds. We have rehabilitated mined-out lands, and now they're ready to be built on to basically move livelihoods, infrastructures, hospitals, schools, and the likes to a higher ground, and to ensure that livelihoods are preserved and basically are moved to safer grounds.
Samoa's District Court has issued a warrant of arrest for the former head of the Samoa Triathlon Federation for failing to appear in court. Setia Foa is charged with obtaining by deception and attempting to obtain by deception in a private prosecution launched by athletes of the Triathlon Federation. The Samoa Observer reports the allegations are related to money provided by the International Federation that was not put into the sporting body's accounts. A preliminary report from Chile's aviation authority on the LATAM Airlines plane that plunged mid-air on its way from Sydney to Auckland last month says a pilot's seat experienced an involuntary movement forward. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner suddenly descended almost 122 metres, injuring 50 people. LATAM Flight 800 went on to land safely in New Zealand. The preliminary report says crews who worked on the plane during and before the flight have been interviewed, including maintenance personnel who, quote, verified the condition of the captain's seat. CNN is reporting that the black box in the captain's seat will next be inspected by United States authorities and the US manufacturer, Boeing. In Australia, a Brisbane man has been arrested in relation to a botched drug smuggling plot in which blocks of cocaine ended up washing up on beaches in New South Wales. The ABC's Talisa Suganto reports.
It's alleged 36-year-old Daniel Wayne John Roberts was the ringleader of an organised crime gang that tried to ship 900 kilograms of cocaine into Queensland. But the illegal haul ended up in the ocean during bad weather, with a number of packages washing ashore in New South Wales from late last year. Acting Detective Inspector Brad Phelps says the man had been under investigation for 12 months.
This arrest was a result of a united front by law enforcement agencies in the fight against organised criminal activity.
Police allege the suspect had also been involved in a major drug running operation in Western Australia last year.
In northeastern Indonesia, a volcano has erupted five times and there are fears it could collapse into the sea, setting off a catastrophic series of waves. The authorities have been scrambling to evacuate thousands of people from nearby islands. Images of the Ruang volcano show lightning repeatedly striking the top as bright red lava flows down its sides. A major airport in the nearby city of Manado was shut because of volcanic ash. Flights have also been diverted in Brunei and East Malaysia to avoid ash clouds. In sport, Solomon Islands needs just a draw against American Samoa today to secure their ticket to the OFC Under-16 Men's Championship in Tahiti in July. Big wins against Papua New Guinea and Tonga in their first two pool matches sees them at the top of the points ladder in the qualifier event in Tonga. Host Tonga, who won their first game before going down to the Solomons, will face Papua New Guinea. Bodybuilder Jamie Lee Mitchell has made history as the first Fijian athlete to win a competition in Las Vegas. She walked away with gold in the category for novice wellness at the Cutler Desert Classic competition. Her husband Jordan Pile also took home a bronze medal in the Classic Physique Open Class B category. Jamie Lee Mitchell told the Fiji Times she was excited to be the first Fijian woman to compete in the show and take it out. More than half a group of female athletes surveyed in a new report out of the UK say they support sports classification by biological sex rather than gender identity in women's contact and endurance sports. Christina Pirisico has more.
Inside the Games reports 58% of the 175 world-class, elite and national-level female athletes agreed with this principle, with the exception of precision sports such as archery. Support rose to 77% among those defined as world-class athletes when talking about their own sport. However, 81% of all respondents said the inclusion of transgender athletes needed to be improved. They sought the views of current and former athletes, including 26 world champions, 22 Olympians, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze medalists, and 6 Paralympians.
And that's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.